Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:04. Thanks for joining us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well. We're about to cover the good, bad, and the ugly from Sunday's Falcons-Jets game. You can imagine which categories were easier to choose from. This hour is brought to you by ZeroRez. Book an appointment today with ZeroRez, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks lost to the Pistons last night, 99-98. They'll be back at home tomorrow night to take on the LA Clippers. James Madison head football coach Bob Chesney is reportedly being hired over at UCLA. LSU will be paying a bonus to Lane Kiffin based on Ole Miss's college football playoff success. And the Patriots beat the Giants last night, 33-15. And Younghoe Koo's kick is being slow-moed and put all over social media today.
Is that what you're calling that, the kick? I don't think he...
The stub?
It goes down as an incompletion, I think.
I thought it was a sack that they put it down as.
I didn't know if he threw it away or not. That's crazy.
Very unfortunate. You know he's waking up today and he's just like, oh, that was real.
Yeah, I hope he's icing his toe because that looked like it hurt.
I broke my big toe when I was a kid. We were playing indoor like soccer and no shoes.
How old were you?
I was a freshman in high school.
All right, so being an expert on the matter, do you think he broke his toe?
No, because he's wearing a shoe. Mm. If he had been shoeless, then yeah, he would have definitely broke his toe. And I am an expert on breaking stuff.
All right, so we got to turn back the clock, rewind to the Falcons-Jets game. I know.
Did we really?
We do it every Tuesday at this time, the good, bad, and the ugly from Sunday's Falcons game. Unfortunately, I feel like a couple categories were easier to isolate this time around, but you guys have been watching the film, so you tell me. Let's start with the good.
Bo's pointing at me right now, like, you go ahead.
You go.
The problem is we both have good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
But the same, like, it's glaring what's the ugly part. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to dive in a little bit deeper on this and give a little bit more caveat, a little more nuance to the conversation. But my good, I actually was trying to pick between two. I was going between man beaters, which I think – that Zach Robinson really did a nice job of man
beating rats. Man coverage.
Yeah, beating man coverage. Sorry.
I mean.
Yeah, I know. That's what they call them.
You guys get on to me.
You know what I mean?
At times about
that's
being
what
a
they
child.
Call them. I was like, I can't say that again. The man coverage concepts and the route tree that they did a pretty good job. A couple rub routes, a couple cross routes from Kyle that we've been asking for. God, okay. I'll try that one again.
A rub route and a man beater.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want anybody to. Yeah, anyways, I'm not even going to do that. But the you know, leaking out of the backfield and doing different things to the running backs and all that other kind of stuff, I thought it was really nice. And I really come at Zach Robinson a lot about some of his concepts. I thought he did a nice job on that. But I was going to go with penalties. You did a really nice job not getting penalized. If you go back and look at the penalty report, you had one penalty, which it was a costly one. They had nine, one to nine in the penalty report. So If there's some good to take away, both those things are kind of at the top of my list.
That was the problem about this game. And we talked, Arch and I had a brief conversation about it at the end of the game. Nothing on the stat sheet says you lost this game other than the score. Mm. Well, it just doesn't, like the way you controlled the game. I had like multiple things, and I think I'm going to try to squeeze them all into one. Your time of possession is the best it's been in a long time. Your red area efficiency was phenomenal. You were 100%. And it's all because Bijan Robinson and Kirk Cousins were really good on Sunday. They were really good. Kirk Cousins was really good. You guys can complain all you want about Kirk. He was great.
Yeah,
his decision-making, the processing, how, you know, like the play he makes with Algier before you got down there, which got you to the red area where he sees that they're bringing more than they can block, and he gives himself enough time for the initial route to give it a little bit of a chance and then go, I got to get rid of it, and he gets it to Algier accurately, and boom, he just takes off. You know, that wasn't a called play. That was a
nice man beater.
That was a CYA play, right? You know, you was covering your own blank because you didn't have anything else there, and it was great. The play to Sills, he checked too. The touchdown to Sills.
You think the Algier play was a check down?
Yeah,
I didn't see it as a check down. I thought it was like a blitz beater.
I mean, that's essentially
It was like it was.
Because
I think everybody expects Algier to step up in pass pro, and he's like, all right, I'm getting out of the fight on this one.
I think he was going out there. I think he was already kind of moved down where he was lined up, but I had to go back and rewatch it completely. But
yeah, same.
If you go back and watch, Kirk tried to give it time for something to develop downfield other than that play. And then he went to it. But the Sills thing he called it at the line. I just thought, with Bijan running effectively, all three of those really led to good stuff. And Zach Robinson's a big part of that. That was the good for me.
I agree.
We've got the good covered. How about the bad?
So, Bo said nothing on the stat sheet, would point to a loss. I'm actually going to disagree a little bit. Third down the thing is, it feels like every game this year we could point to third down. They, with them being 7 of 16 at 44% on third down, there's no reason. And to give a little caveat to that, I think that if they did that on the year, that puts them at second or third in the NFL. If they were able to do that every single week at 44%, it would definitely put them in the top five, right? And the Falcons, 33% on third down once again. That's their average on the year. They've been 33% all year, 4 of 12 on third down. And it's really what crushed you. I mean, it continues to be an issue. And we point to time possession, we point to yards gain, what the quarterback's doing, staying on schedule. If we can't convert on third down on offense and stop them on third down on defense, that is the biggest key for this team. That's the biggest key to winning and losing, in my opinion. We can talk about the sack numbers. We can talk about everything up and down the board. The third downs are just crushing you on both sides of the ball this year.
All that said, they had 16 first downs in the game.
Yeah.
You had 25. So, I get it. And some of those were on first down. You lose third down. This team in particular loses third downs on defense automatically based on what happens on first down.
And doesn't it blow your mind, though, that we're sitting here talking about getting 21 first downs on first and second down and only 4 on third? Like, that's crazy. That seems unbelievable.
It would be 19 because two by penalty.
Yeah.
Special teams lost you the game. You allowed 13 points on special teams. What do you mean you allowed 13 points? They didn't give up those points. Defense did. Okay, you want to talk about that real quick? First and goal at the 2. What's the defense supposed to do? I mean, you muff a punt. The defense got off the field. You muff a punt. The ball's recovered at the 2. It's a one-play, 2-yard drive. The hell is that on the defense? Kick return all the way down to the 17. Give Natron Brooks credit for the tackle. They went 3 and out, kicked a field goal. Oh, so the defense is responsible for that? Get the blank out of here. A terrible punt at the end of the game by Pinion where you need to pin him. He doesn't. They go like 20 yards. They're in field goal range. 3 points. In that particular situation, the defense is literally playing to not give up more. I mean, you're in no man's land.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not. It's easy to say, go out there and get a stop. You've made stops all day on defense. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like, I don't know what the defense is supposed to do. You give up 269 total yards and 16 first downs. Yet, and by that matter, 14 points. 14 points. And one of them is a guy got tripped by the receiver.
Yep.
I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's move on to the ugly.
I mean, it's the same as his. I actually have Jamal Agnew as the ugly. And it's not just because the muff. We've been bad on return units this entire season. And when I listen to Raheem Morris stand up in a press conference and talk about how Kadarius Hodge has been, you know, put off to the side because they feel like this guy's performing. And then I start going, well, you know, Dylan Drummond and Devin Tompkins, maybe that gives you a little more in terms of Drake London's out. Like, what can they do offensively? And they can also play special teams. They can do a number of different things. And then I look at Jamal Agnew, and I look at the fact that we have him here on, what, a two-year contract, one-year contract. He's probably making $3 or $4 million this year guaranteed and does nothing offensively. Now, that's probably not of his own doing. I'm sure that that's some kind of coaching decision. But we can't be average. We can't be 25th in kickoff return yards on average in the NFL, 23rd on punt return yards in the NFL, and have a guy that's a return specialist. I'm sorry. It just doesn't – Put a third-string running back there. You know what I mean? Put somebody else back there if that's the case, and in a roster spot, go to Kadarius Hodge if that's what we can't figure out. And I know there's so much more in-depth to that, but I'm just really disappointed at what Jamal Agnew has been this year. It's just been brutal. And then when you make the mistakes that you do and that's your only job, that it becomes three times as frustrating.
He's on a one-year deal, thankfully, at 1.7, but I agree with everything you said. There's nothing that I just wanted to clarify the money, but there's nothing that you said that I disagree with. Why can't I use him the way you use Devin Tompkins? I could, and for $2 million, I'll go back there and muff punts if that's what we want. I mean, I'll split it with Mike, too, if you want, and Allie. I'll split it four ways. Let's go.
Origination fees here.
Yeah. I'll fair catch it and then just muff it, and we can just give me $2 million. We'll clean transaction. To me, as good as I talked, as much as I think the defense did its job to the extent, I would tell you that you fell into a bad habit that you had early in the season with not maintaining your pass rush integrity, and you allowed Tyrod Taylor to get away and create plays. There's a play on one of their scoring drives where James Pierce has him wrapped up, straight wrapped up, and he gets out. And because he didn't get sacked, he's able to throw the ball. And I think they got a first down on that play, but because he was
tore his sleeve off. Did you notice that part?
Yes.
Because he was able to extend that play, they went down and scored on that drive.
Yeah.
Now, if not, you've got him in third and long. I mean, third and forever. And you get off the field. But it was just – and it was there was a couple other plays. And I don't – that was just one that was I noticed, but there was a couple other where they lost integrity in that pass rush lanes, and it cost them. You allowed Tyrod Taylor to do just enough to beat you. And that's the only thing that I could really get on the defense about, honestly, other than Mike Hughes getting tripped by
he had a rough game.
Yeah, well,
he had a rough game.
And you know, unfortunately, feet get tangled. He was in great coverage, and then boom, just fell down.
Yeah, he had a rough game. I've been watching his tape. He got targeted in man coverage. Let's just put it that way. They feasted on him at times.
It was overall just a frustrating game. If you have some extra opinions about the good, bad, and the ugly, feel free to go ahead and tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. And this Saturday, noon to 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, out at Matthews Kia of Cartersville. We're going to be getting ready for Sunday's Falcons-Seahawks game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV, Yeti cooler, other things come with it. Someone else takes home a $100 gift card. Someone else takes home Falcons tickets. So come see me this Saturday, noon to 2, at Matthews Kia of Cartersville. Hey, it's 7:40. We haven't really mentioned it. Bo is handling Top 5 Tuesday. Very excited about that. But coming up next, do we really need to talk about Coos kick again? We probably will. We're going to go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.